Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WJLA 7 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Do you own a mortgage? Do you live in Maryland? Well, you might be interested in where Maryland ranks in terms of the size of your mortgage debt. But you also might be interested in where are people most likely not to be paying their debts? Is there a correlation? Well, you're going to find out because we're going to talk with Christy Mathern, who is an editor at Wallet Hub. And they've put out some recent interesting studies about the increase in mortgage debt. Unfortunately, Maryland sits right at the top of that list. And Virginia, I think, is somewhere down on the list. It's number 11. Somewhere in there. And actually, interestingly enough, you all did not include the District of Columbia because I guess it's not a state and it's not part of the study. So we'll talk about what's going on in the mortgage rate, but it also affects, of course, DC residents who may be looking to move and so on. There's all kinds of things to consider with what these figures mean to you. And Christy, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Now, this is a very interesting study because one of the things that was really significant to me was the fact that the rise in mortgage debt in Maryland was rather precipitous, wasn't it? It was steeper and rather unprecedented. Do you want to describe that for our listeners?
Sure. So Maryland's mortgage debt increased by about 1.23% in the last quarter of 2023. And that doesn't sound like a lot. And honestly, it's not terrible, but it's worth noting that no other state had an increase over 1%. And in about 17 states, there were actually decreases in this number. So I think it's pretty significant.
And the decreased states, well, bless them because they're sitting pretty. What do you attribute the cost in the high mortgages, the cost of the real estate, the property taxes? What's going on? Well, not property taxes, but what's going on in terms of this significant increase in Maryland?
Well, I believe it's high interest rates and high home prices, and both of those things can create bigger mortgage balances. And also, you mentioned higher property taxes can make this worse. I believe Maryland property tax rates are considered high. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Someone who lives in Maryland, I can say we consider them high. Are you listening, government? Anyway, yes, indeed. Maryland, of course, is also, I think, one of the wealthiest states in the country. So it has a lot of positive attributes. We're not trying to knock you, Maryland. We're just trying to talk about the realities. Now, if I were looking to make a move as a consumer, moving somewhere else, I might be hesitant to come to Maryland. But some of the states, I mean, for example, Vermont has had the smallest increase in property in mortgage debt, which is kind of interesting. I think Vermont's a beautiful state. But in the top 10, you've got Maryland, Nevada, Hawaii, Texas, so on. And I invite people to go to your website, to wallethub.com, and check it out. You might be just curious as to where your state falls in this list of mortgage debt. Now, this means, to me, it means that an awful lot of people are carrying a big load of mortgage. So there's got to be some techniques for dealing with it. How do you renegotiate your mortgage and so on? So can we discuss some of the things that people perhaps should take a look at in terms of the high mortgage rates? And it depends, of course, when you got your mortgage, what the interest rates were. But we're really talking about the amount of the mortgage, aren't we? Not the interest rates.
Right. We're talking about your loan amount and your balances. So this means, of course, like you said, that people who are taking out new mortgages are paying more, obviously, than somebody who maybe took out a mortgage in 2020. Bless them. But that means that people can I think mortgage balances can also go up, and this isn't Maryland specific, but mortgage balances can go up if you do things like take out a home equity loan or take out money from a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, or do a cash out refinance because you need to, and not necessarily because you need a lower interest rate or anything. So if you did any of those things in the last year or two, you might not be in a great position with your mortgage balance. You
So a lot
could
of
like,
things may be going on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm not, again, that's not necessarily specific to Maryland, but it is something I thought about in terms of mortgage balance increases. It would make sense that home equity lines of credit and home equity loans could increase that too.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course it could. And it may well be that people we've seen, I know just driving around the community, a lot of people are making improvements to their home rather than moving. You see add-ons, you see the big dumpster sitting out front where they're redoing the inside of the house. So many of those may make compel a homeowner to take out a second mortgage or to increase the amount of the loan or whatever to get more money to finance that building, right?
Right. So that's definitely a possibility. As far as like tips for people to look into about their mortgage or their rate, it's not a super great time to refinance your mortgage, but if you are worried about your mortgage balance and your payments are, higher than you would like them to be, you can try making extra payments. You also might try to call your mortgage company and see if you can extend your loan term. That's a trick I heard recently. So that can make your
Extend your
payments.
loan, in other words, make it over a longer period of time,
Yes.
which means you'll end up paying more total in the long run, but maybe that will help you to manage that debt so that you don't default on your loan. That would be an important thing to me.
Exactly. And you can also, like, unless your mortgage has a prepayment penalty, which you should look into, you can also make extra payments on that. Even if you
Oh, yeah.
renegotiate to have a longer loan term and you are tired of, that longer loan term after a minute, you can overpay.
I'm Shirley Rooker. You're listening to Of Consuming Interest here on the Federal News Network. My guest today is Christy Lathern. She is an editor at Wallet Hub, and we're talking about mortgages. Yes, the dreaded mortgage. And we're seeing the largest increase in Maryland. I think the increase in Virginia is not nearly as large as the one in Maryland, which is rather significant. But then, of course, Maryland has rather high tax prices and high taxes and so on and so forth. But at any rate, let's talk about some of the ways that you might mi reduce that we were talking about just before the break, Christy.
Yeah, so like I said, I think you could try and negotiate with your mortgage company to extend your loan term to make your payments a little lower in the short term. This can definitely backfire on you. Your loan will be over a longer period of time and will also cost you more in the end. So that's definitely something you'd want to run through a calculator and make sure you understand exactly what you're doing before you try
Yeah,
and do that.
it sounds like an easy answer for right now, but if you are having financial problems right now, it may be the thing to do.
If it keeps a roof over your head, if it's at that point, that's definitely something to look into.
Yeah, because you don't want to lose your investment. And then what are the other suggestions that you all made on your wallethub.com website? Was biweekly payments, and I guess this is just to help you manage a smaller amount over a period of time, and that goes back to your budget and looking at how you're budgeting your money, and that may make help people to keep control over it.
Yes, and this can also shave a couple of years off your mortgage. If your mortgage is accruing all month and you make two payments a month, then you are adding you're cutting down the interest basically. So it's like overpaying almost.
Yeah, because we've got more than we've got a few extra weeks in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's also if you can afford making extra, or actually, if you do a biweekly payment system, you're not actually paying any extra, which is nice if you can manage that, if your payment schedule can manage that.
And of course, the point you made before we took the break was that whether or not there's going to be a penalty if you start paying off your mortgage, because that was the other thing that I know that's been recommended to consumers. If you've got a windfall, if you get a tax return, lots of things that may come your way that gives you a little extra cash, put it to your mortgage, and you'll reduce the life of it. You'll reduce the interest that you have to pay over the long term. So I thought that was a really excellent suggestion, is to put some of that extra cash, if you can, into that payment. But you said you got to make sure that your mortgage doesn't forbid it, that there's a penalty. I think that's something that I didn't think about it, Christy. So tell us what that means.
Well, a prepayment penalty is rare at this point. You're not going to see it very much, but it still shows up in some places, in some states. And basically, it's a way for the mortgage company to recoup any lost interest that they're going to lose out on if you pay your loan off early. So definitely make sure to read your loan terms before you start making a bunch of overpayments, because that could be a really sad story in the
Yes, I
end.
would think that could be rather discouraging to say the least. And then some of the refinancing we talked about. Everyone that I ever talked to in finances say you need to have a budget, figuring out, and you need to at least know what are your major monthly expenses and so on to see how you manage that mortgage. Now, do you all have, and I know this wasn't part of the study, but do you have any idea what the foreclosure rates are in these states, or is that something you all may be investigating down the road?
It's possible that we are investigating that down the road. I'm not exactly sure what foreclosure rates look like across the United States, but I do agree that it would be really cool to be able to layer that information over this study to see
It really would be
if,
helpful. And there may be some data out there, but you all put it very succinctly in terms of what's going on in the marketplace and with us as consumers, is our debt and our credit cards and so on. Now, any other points that we need to make in helping people with their mortgages? First off, to be sure you know what's in your loan agreement. I wonder how much many of us do.
Oh, like if you've ever closed on a house, you know how long it takes to sign all that stuff, and how, it's just this mountain of paperwork. So it's really reasonable to not know every single little thing that's in your mortgage agreement. But the things you do have to look out for are the prepayment penalty, whether or not your interest rate changes over time. I think that's still happening here and there. And also, we have a tip on our website to consider refinancing. That's really only an option if your interest rate right now is higher than the current interest rate. So it may not be a good idea just yet, but feel free to run it through a calculator, and if you pick a shorter loan term, you might end up with a lower rate. So it's
Do
still
you
worth
have a,
looking into.
yeah, if you go from 30 years to 20 years or 25 or changing something like that, can make a significant difference in the amount of interest you're going to pay over the long term.
Yes, it
Saving you,
can.
that's saving you money, but the pain of making a higher payment may be more than some of us can bear, especially in the day of increasing prices. It's gets a little bit harder to manage the budget. Okay, so
Exactly.
yeah, we have to do a little struggling there. But the major term is, let's not be terribly alarmed, but let's keep Maryland residents particularly keep an eye on what's going on in your state. Because maybe you need to get in touch with your legislators and see what's going on, why we're having so much mortgage debt. But I think the most significant thing about it was the rate of increase, and that was something you all pointed out. that it was above 1%, and no other state in the country had an increase above 1%.
Yeah, and another thing about Maryland specifically, Maryland has the seventh highest average mortgage amount in the country at $283,000, and that means the average monthly mortgage payment is one of the highest in the country too, and
Wow,
that's at about $2,100 a month, and that is an average. So if you can imagine, there's a lot of people who are paying more than that.
oh
You know,
boy,
there's
I hate to
definitely
think
people
about it.
paying. That's a pretty big number. So interest rates are up, property values are probably up too. And as you said, inflation is kind of making prices go nuts on everything else. And I'm sure people in Maryland are feeling the pinch in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to come back and talk about how that correlates to them paying their debts and so on. So I'm Shirley Rooker. You're tuned into Of Consuming Interest right here at the Federal News Network. My guest is Christy Mathern. She is an editor at Wallet Hub, and we're talking about some interesting financial information that is, I think, is very useful to all of us to know where our states stand in terms of a lot of financial issues, such as Maryland has the highest debt level of mortgages, and Virginia is down a little ways. They don't do a study in the District of Columbia, which would be interesting because it is the capital, but it's not a state, so it's not included. So anyway, let's talk about credit card debt, because you and I talked about credit card debt a couple of months ago, and it was interesting that the states that have the highest credit card debt really were was California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois. They were the top five. Virginia was number 11, and Maryland, interestingly enough, even with its high mortgage rates, was 16th in the credit card debt. So that may not be something to brag about, but it's better than being number one.
It sure is.
Right. So put that into context for us, Christy. It doesn't seem to be that our high mortgage rates are being reflected in our credit card debt, which is interesting.
Yeah, so that is interesting. It seems from the data to mean that while Maryland has increasing mortgage debt, they are also able to pay their bills,
Yeah.
which is a wonderful thing for Maryland.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
For all of us, for America is absolutely right. But and paying the debt in terms of paying your debts, there was an interest. You all did a study on that too. You do studies on everything. They're all interesting because I'm always fascinating how states compare to each other and what's going on. But the states that were the most delinquent, what you all did, I think, was take a number of cities and evaluated that. So tell us about the methodology for that study.
So for the most delinquent debt payments, the city data we used were the percentage of trade lines that are delinquent. So this what this means is all trade lines means all forms of credit, all credit accounts, loans, credit cards, mortgages, everything that you owe money on. And we took that percentage and we added the percentage of loan balances delinquent in the last quarter of 2023. So that is a dollar amount figure. So how many What is the percentage of dollars that is delinquent? So we took those two figures and we created a rank score, basically. So that was very enlightening.
Yeah, well, looking at it, the credit card debt in California was the highest than your recent study. And of the top 10 most delinquent unpaying debts, California was had three cities in the top 10. That's not where you want to be.
No, California is a big state with a lot of different economic circumstances, and you kind of see that reflected in these studies for sure.
Yes, you do. It's a big state, a beautiful state.
Yep.
Interestingly enough, Seattle, Washington was the least delinquent. I'm not surprised about it, it just was. But California also had three cities that were the least delinquent in paying their debts. And that was San Diego, San Francisco, and Fremont. So you've got a, as you said, that is a, it covers the spectrum, doesn't it, of debt and people in California.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you have to put it, you have to put it in context, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's one reason why we do these city level studies. It's important to look at the statewide trends as well, but when you really dial it down to the cities, it goes all over the place. If we
Yeah, it
were if we had
does.
to put a ranking, if we were had to give California a ranking as a whole here, you see how that would be a little misleading.
Because the whole state's not the same. It's like
Exactly.
any big state. It's got a lot of variations in it. Detroit, I notice, is the second most delinquent. And of course, Detroit has had a number of problems over the years. And again, it's a lot, I love our cities. I have to tell you, I've been to Detroit a number of times. And so, you know, we have to look at some of the things. I guess the auto industry has affected that and a lot of ups and downs going on and manufacturing moving away. So it's an interesting study what you all are doing and how you can people can look at it. So do you have some, we only have a couple more minutes. What would you wrap up by saying to consumers? Don't be alarmed, keep watching. What else?
Yeah, basically a 1.23 increase in mortgage debt doesn't mean the world is crumbling. It is something to keep an eye on. And
Sure.
if you're having trouble with your mortgage payments or anything like that, call your mortgage company, see what you can do, crack down on that budget and, pretend that your windfalls aren't really windfalls and put
Yes.
them towards your debt. That's always a great piece of advice. And
Well, I
also
think, oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
definitely be sure to look for that prepayment penalty.
Oh, yes, that could just sneak right in there. Now, are the lenders obligated? They're obligated to tell you that there's a penalty if you want to pay it off early. I mean, is that common in the marketplace or is that less common than it used to be?
I think it's way less common than it used to be. So this isn't like a huge problem that mortgage holders are facing or anything. But I do think, like, we tack that on to a lot of our, pay early advice with loans. Just make sure it's not there.
Make sure. Well, and of course, if you have an older mortgage, it may have a different clauses. I'm sure it does than
That's
one
very
some of your
possible.
more current mortgages, and it may have more restrictions as well. Or now me, who knows? Just read it. Right.
Exactly. It's really hard to give generalized advice here with the things like that lurking around the corner.
Right.
If you don't
Right.
know what's in it, read it.
Find out. Yeah. Well, that's a scary thing when you sit down with that document that's pages long and you've got that little tiny print. You need a magnifying glass, and you know, and you always say that the fine print takes away what the big print gives you. So that was
Exactly.
my saying. Right. Christy, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun having you. We've really enjoyed it. It's been very enlightening, and I've learned a lot about just looking at this in a reasonable manner, not being alarmed, but just understanding what's going on. And I think it's very interesting. And of course, people who are going to move may want to consider some of the statistics that we've talked about. So you've been listening to Of Consuming Interest. My guest has been Christy Mathern. She's an editor at Wallet Hub. And we hope that you've learned a little bit today. I know I've learned something, and that's to read your mortgages. And thank you again, Christy. This is Shirley Rooker. You're listening to Of Consuming Interest on the Federal News Network.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WJLA 7 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.